Hey there, powerful soul. Welcome to Volume 2 of the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald. Here on the Grow Through It podcast, I share personal stories and the stories of others as we are growing through the journey of creating the life, love, and legacy of our dreams our way. Tune in as you may feel inspired to evolve into the best version of yourself. Hey there, powerful soul. Welcome back to another episode here on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald. And on this episode, I am sharing a clip of a live stream that I did a few days ago inside of my free Facebook community called the Unapologetically Magnetic Woman. And I shared three things that you must embody in this season to live, love, and lead differently and in a new, powerful way. And I felt that the three things that I shared were so powerful and potent that I had to put it here on the podcast and give those of you who are connected to me here access to this information. And then those who are new, you can come join us over in the Unapologetically Magnetic Woman Facebook community if you love to hear more content like what's being shared in this week's episode. So I hope you enjoy and see you in the episode. If you're new here, welcome. Welcome to the Unapologetically Magnetic Woman space. Welcome. We're so happy to have you here with my non-singing voice. I am Cassandra Austin McDonald, self-mastery guide and mentor for high-performing humans, supporting you to reconnect with yourself, reconnect with your femininity, and to create everything you've ever wanted. Your life, the love, the leadership, the legacy that you've been craving, that you desire and deeply, deeply deserve. And I intended to come live in here yesterday, actually, because I have a little sticky note with a few notes I wanted to share with you about some revelations I've been having recently as I've been navigating a new season I'm in my life, my leadership, and my business, in every area of my life. I'm in a new season. And Some things have come through for me, and I wanted to share it with you here because it felt appropriate to come here and share this with you. So when we are navigating being the type of women who are not only creating everything we've ever wanted, right? Like, we're talking about not just having it all, but also being the type of women who can actually hold it all. You all have probably heard me say this a lot recently, and there is a reason for this. The reason is because behind the scenes for quite a few years now, I have worked with some badasses, some high performers, some incredibly successful women in business, entrepreneurship, and in their careers. And I have found a theme, a thread throughout my journey of leading women who are killing it in the work that they do, is that they're still dropping the ball in other areas of their life. They're dropping the ball in their relationships. They're dropping the ball with motherhood. They're dropping the ball in their self-care. They're dropping the ball in their personal lives. And they appear to have cracked some codes financially and with their leadership and their success in their business or their career, but they're still not being able to hold it all, holding all the responsibilities of being a wife, being a mother, being a leader, being a business owner, being an entrepreneur, being a CEO. Hey, Miss Melody, how are you? So happy to see you here. And I found that as I have been refining my work over the years, that it's not just about being the type of woman who has it all. It's more so about becoming the type of woman who has the capacity to hold it all. And I believe that is the season many women are stepping into. And it's so interesting how God has been shaping and molding me for two decades, preparing me to be able to lead women in this way. Because for those who don't know, I got pregnant with my son at 19. And so I was a very young single mom, navigated motherhood at the infant stages of womanhood for myself, and then soon my career, and then soon my relationship with the mister. And so I have had real life experience of having to walk with multiple roles, multiple responsibilities, the duality of life, the ebbs and flows of life, navigating successes that looked public with private failures, and then in reverse, public failures and private successes. I have had to walk through a lot of different things in my journey. And so I believe God had been shaping and molding me, preparing me for such a time as this, to guide women, lead women, support women, to not just create everything you want, not just to have it all, but to actually have the bandwidth, to have the capacity to hold it all. What do I mean by that? The mental capacity, the emotional capacity, the spiritual capacity, the energetic capacity, the physical capacity. And so when we're looking at that, that means there are a few things that you're going to have to release and let go of in this season that you're stepping into. And that's what I wanted to come and share with you today. Let me take a sip of my cacao here. I retired caffeine and coffee quite some time ago. It's been over a year. Oh my gosh, it's probably been almost 2 years. I used to go in and out of that for a while. Like sometimes I would have coffee and caffeine, but for the most part, I've been really committed to not needing to depend on that for an energetic resource, which is part of my tools in my work, is let's stop with the addictions. But anyway, see, I'm about to go on a tangent. Let's stick to the point. So there's three things you need to step into for this next season, to not just be the type of woman who has it all, but to be the type of woman who has the capacity to hold it all. And the first one is, you're going to have to love like you've never been hurt. If you want the relationship of your dreams, even if you already have a partner, you're going to have to love them like you've never been hurt by them or by anyone else. If you don't have a partner and you desire a partner, you are going to have to love like you've never been hurt. There's some healing that's required for that. And there's two approaches to this. If you're single and desiring a partner, you're really going to have to be honest with yourself about the state your heart posture is in. Okay? And that's that same thing runs true in our partnerships and relationships currently. If you have a partner, especially if you have a long-term partner like myself, the Mr. and I have been together almost a decade. We have walked through some things, okay? I had to learn how to forgive and still love him like I'd never been hurt before. And that was new for me. That was very new for me. Because in the past, your girl's a runner, literally and figuratively. Meaning, when somebody did something I like, I got up out of there. I was gone. I ain't got time for this. I was gone, okay? I got up out of there. I ran. That's what I did. That was my pattern, okay? I had to disrupt that pattern to create a new one for the mister, because I knew he was my partner that I had to learn how to work through things with for my own self-actualization. And so sometimes our partners are our biggest mirrors. Our partners are our biggest mirrors. They will reflect back to us parts of ourselves that we may not have been ready to face. And when we do that work, that's actually how we evolve. That's actually how we become more self-actualized, which bleeds over into our leadership and our business. Okay, so there's actually some codes in your relationship, whether if you're single or not, that can actually support you as a businesswoman, as a leader, as a CEO, to help you to create more impact and more income. And I love helping women crack those codes, because when you crack the code there, that's how you start to become the type of woman who can actually hold it all. You're not sabotaging your marriage. You're not sabotaging your relationship. You're not sabotaging your health and your wellness. You're not sabotaging the connection you have with your children. You're not sabotaging your personal life, because you're learning how to hold it all. Okay? Isn't that beautiful to be able to do that? I think it's beautiful to do that. The next point is, you're going to have to create like you've never failed. Okay, so this is for my entrepreneurs. This is for my creatives, my visionaries. This is for the ones who you create something, whether if you have a product, a service, you're an artist, you're a creative, you're going to have to create like you've never failed before. What does that mean? You're going to have to deal with some identity work. You're going to have to deal with your self-perception. You're going to have to deal with the way you've been seeing yourself through those perceived failures. Because sometimes we start to attach meaning about ourselves during seasons that were just supposed to give us a lesson, during seasons that were supposed to impart more wisdom into us, during seasons that were supposed to grow our capacity, to strengthen our gift, to cultivate our skill set. But if you took those failures as meaning something about you, you may find you're not creating at your fullest potential. Okay? And so this next part is you got to create like you've never failed before. Identity work is where you do that at. The last point that I want to make for you is that you're going to have to lead like you've never been betrayed. That was a big one for me. That was the one that when God gave me that download, I was like, I felt it. And I knew at the time when God gave me this download, I had some healing to do. Because I've been on this entrepreneurial path for quite some time, specifically creating an online brand and business. I've been doing it for quite some time now. And one of my biggest fears that was birthed from betrayal was that someone was going to steal my work and benefit off of it, because I had experienced that. And so I started to hold back. I started to hold back my wisdom. I started to hold back my knowledge. I started to hold back in my teachings. I started to hold back in my content. I started to hold back what I know, and I was keeping it really close because I had a deep fear somebody was going to steal it from me and go benefit off of what I spent my hard-earned time, money, and effort cultivating. And God revealed to me that you're going to have to lead like you've never been betrayed before. And when that revelation came to me, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, oh, not that one. I was like, I can love like I've never been hurt before. I can create like I've never failed before. But you want me to lead like I've never been betrayed? What? Old Red started to surface. And for those who don't know, Red was my childhood nickname. And that girl is feisty. She's something else. And when I feel her rising up within me, I know that I've been triggered. I know something hit. Hey there, Deidre. Hey there, Tasha. How are you, ladies? Thank you for being here. And when God told me to lead like I've never been betrayed, I felt that. And so the process I had to immerse myself into, which is the final tool that I want to offer you for how to do this, is I had to create new strategies for how I processed emotional activations. I had to add more tools to my toolbox for how I process my experiences when my emotions are activated in my life, in my relationship, in my business, but specifically really in my business, because I had experienced some betrayal and it deeply cut really deep for me. And I didn't even notice at first when I started pulling back and holding back and not sharing and not really going full out. And God revealed to me, because there's a wound there. And if you're really going to lead and if you're really going to create impact, you're going to have to lead like you've never been betrayed before. And so I went down a path of discovering new mind, body, soul technologies to self-regulate myself and to learn how to stop living up in here so much, my head, and how to be more present in my body so that I could reconnect with my heart. Because leadership is a heart posture. And when your heart has been contaminated by betrayal, it opens the door for bitterness. And I don't know of any great leader that's bitter.
And so God had to introduce me to these new tools and technologies that I learned over the years, and I've gotten trained and certified in now, and include that in my work as a guide and practitioner and a mentor. I had to learn these tools for my heart. You know, it's funny because I thought love and my relationship mattered for my heart. I thought my creativity mattered for my heart. You know, when we're a visionary, we're a creative, we pour with our heart, but I didn't realize how much leadership required my heart too, until God gave me that revelation. And so when you're looking at leading like you've never been betrayed before, this is going to require you sometimes to learn something new as a leader. A new tool, a new technology, a new modality. Because the higher you go in your leadership, the higher you go in the impact you're creating in the world, you're going to have a new way of dealing with the responsibility, the pressure that comes with that. Otherwise, you'll find yourself falling prey to the pressure to perform and perfectionism. And I talked about that on the live stream yesterday on my public page, if you saw that. And that's not heart-centered, true leadership. That's from our ego. That's from defense mechanisms. That's from wounds. And I know that God has called me to lead people like you who are doing the work you do for the right reason. And it requires us to keep our heart in check. The sacred scripture says out of life flows the issues of our heart. Something like that. I'm paraphrasing. Let me see if I can recall it. Out of our heart flows the issues of life. Out of our heart flows the issues of life. And so a lot of times what we're experiencing as leaders could be another mirror, depending on what's going on in your heart. And so if I've shared something on this live stream where you're like, I really needed to hear that about my relationship or about my creativity or about leadership, and you're realizing that you want to step into more, but you also want to step into expanding your capacity and your bandwidth to hold more. We always say, I want more. I want more money. I want more people to impact. I want more love. I want more intimate moments with my partner. I want more connection. I want more sacred moments with girlfriends. But have you expanded your capacity to hold more? Because the sacred scripture says that the creator will not give you more than you can bear. And so if you don't have the capacity for more, maybe that's why you haven't received it yet. And so if you're ready to expand your capacity to hold more, I want to invite you to two opportunities. Today's day two of the Projection Proof Master Course. And this is for those of you, especially if you're into human design and you have a line 5 in your profile, meaning that you are a natural born leader and you tend to experience projections from others. We kicked off day one yesterday and today's day two. It's so good because if you want to know how to navigate projections in a really powerful, potent way as a woman, as a lover, as a leader, you want to be in the virtual room for this. And so I'll pop a link in here when I'm complete, and then you can sign up for that. Also, we are down to the wire with accepting people to come register for the Whole New Woman, Unleash the Magnetic Woman Within retreat. And this is the retreat that you want to come to address all the things I just discussed in this live stream. I'm going to pull out the whole kit and caboodle at this retreat with different mind, body, soul technologies. I have some really powerful somatic movements that I'm going to introduce to you to show you how to alchemize different emotional activations in your body so that you are processing these experiences sooner, quicker, faster, so that it's not laying dormant inside of you and you're able to expand your capacity to hold more in your life, in your relationships, in your business, in your leadership. And then I'm also going to have you do some really, really powerful mindset exercises for rewiring limiting beliefs so that you have such a beautiful, powerful mindset as you're going back home in your relationship and you're going back to your business or you're going back to the work that you do, and you're just really revved up to end this year off so strong, so powerful. And so I'm going to put a link in here too when I get off of here so that you can check that out. We only have two payment options, and then next week it's going to go down to one payment option because I have to have final numbers in by September 5th. And so that was 2 weeks from yesterday. So we're really coming down to the wire. There is a pay in full option, which is, I believe, $3,180. And then there's a bi-weekly payment plan, which is $1,650, I believe, two payments of that. When you go to the sales page, you'll see what's included and what is not included. It is imperative that you read that completely and in its entirety so that you have a full understanding of what's included, what's not included. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the sales page, you'll see that there is an option to book a complimentary retreat inquiry call with me. And that's where you can ask me whatever questions you have about logistics and to make sure you have clarity about the retreat. I'm really excited because after the first few days of doing this beautiful inner game work together, on the final day, my international award-winning boudoir photographer is coming in, and you're going to have a professional makeup artist give you a mini glam, and then you're going to have a private mini boudoir photo shoot, or glamour if you feel more comfortable with glamour. Glamour is where you're not wearing the doing nude or sexy lingerie. Boudoir, you could either do nude or lingerie, whichever you feel comfortable with, but you'll have a private mini boudoir photo shoot with my photographer. So I'm really excited about that because that's how you're really going to memorialize this inside out transformation that you're going to experience at the retreat. So when I say unleash your magnetism, I mean it. That is exactly what we're going to do. You're literally going to leave this retreat a whole new woman. It's going to be quite profound and powerful. So thank you for being here. If I've shared something that resonated with you, could you please let me know? That really means a lot to me to know what is resonating with you. If there's something you want to hear more of, if you want me to deepen a conversation that I touched on today, please let me know that too, because that lets me know how I can best serve you in this space. So I hope you have an amazing day, and I'll chat with y'all soon. Take care now.
Hey again there, powerful soul. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. And as I shared inside of the recording, I am still accepting registrants and participants for the Whole New Woman Unleash the Magnetic Woman Within retreat being held really soon here in Treasure Island, Florida, October 5th through the 9th. The deadline for our final numbers to be in is September 5th, which means I will have to have my virtual doors closed September 4th. And so if this is something that you've been on the fence about, I highly, highly, highly encourage you to go ahead and get yourself registered and enrolled, claim your spot. There is a link provided in the show notes for you. If you heard this week's episode and you're not a part of the Unapologetically Magnetic Woman community and you desire to be a part of this community, I also included a link in the show notes for you to have easy access to go ahead and join us. All you have to do is answer the three questions to get your request approved. So looking forward to seeing you either at the retreat, inside of the community, or both. Take care now. Thank you for listening to this episode. Please make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave your review for the podcast. To learn more, go to www.cassandraaustin.com.